It's such as a host to speak. Anyways, it's tremendous supposed to be able to be here tonight in halacha. I gotta be careful what I say here because there's actually somebody who knows halacha. But in halacha, it's brought down that there's dachad inyan even on Purim night. Should be married with Suda, even Suda, Tzatz, but the winners are gone here. I'm saying, you know, this is not a Tzatz Suda. I'm saying this is Tzatz. Come tomorrow. This will make this look like a soup kitchen pasha. This is like Marsh.
Says that Tzatz. You're actually wrong.
The kids are. Anyways, it's tremendous. So there's a great singing of the Suda tonight. And the truth is, what I would like to speak about tonight is something that has been bothering me for many, many years. And I'll tell you the truth, I don't mean to make it sad, but I want to tell you something that happened about 6-7 years ago. When I was in yeshiva, I learned with somebody by the name of Rafal Rubin, Zatzal. Rafal Rubin was a very, very close friend of mine. We learned together for 10 years by my Rebbe Ramesh Wolpin. He was my roommate, my chavrusa. We said chavrusa together. We shteik together in Lamaisa. On Yud Gimel Adar, he was nifter from liver cancer at the tender age of 37. And I'm not saying this really to make it sad, because obviously Purim is not a time for sadness. But I want to tell you something that I thought about then, and that I spoke to my Rebbe about, and I think it's a very, very important insight that we can all take with us for Purim and a way to approach Purim. You know, when a person thinks about his position on Purim, and when a person thinks about what Purim is, it's a little bit confusing. We find, and I was speaking to the Rav earlier this week about this idea, but we find that there's a certain dynamic in Purim that you don't find in any other Yontif. There's a separation between different sects of Klal Yisrael. Today I was in Givat Zev in the afternoon, and literally 15 minutes from here, depending on who's driving, but 15 minutes from here, you can have people mama shikavi light, and then there's other people sitting around over here, you know, just like, you know, going about their business, going to Yechesko and trying to find, you know, the garbage bags or whatever it is. And all that other, you know, the great hunt for the garbage bag in Yechesko. But you know, this is, and on the other hand, you have people who are celebrating, and the truth is that it was brought down in the Gemara, and that's the way it was, is that they shtal the avek for two separate days, the two separate things, is Yadalar and Tesvav. And the truth is, I don't really have an answer to the whole question that bothers me. But just to shtal avek d'shaila, this is so strange. It's a yomtiv of achdus. It's a yomtiv of everybody being together. It's mishloach manos. It's matanas levyonim. There's so many special things that we do in order to create reyos, marber reyos, all these special things. And yet at the same time, there seems to be a schism. There seems to be a break within Klal Yisrael that some people are doing yadal and tesvav. What's the significance of Tesvav? What's the significance of Yadalit? That's for a different time. But what's going on? What's the break over here? And I think that part of this idea, what I would like to discuss is this idea that we find in the Megillah, something very, very interesting. The Gemara Megillah talks about Mordechai. Ish Yehudi hoyo b'shushan abiro u'shmoi Mordechai ben Yoir ben Shimi ben Kish ish Yemini. The Gemara has a big machlokes. Again, you have this dichotomy, you have this crazy split. There's some pshatim in the Gemara. The Gemara says that each person was saying, Mordechai, he's my man. He's from me. He's from me. Yesh Yehudi, he's my guy. He came from me. And the Gemara says, where did he come from? Did he come from Yehudi or Binyamin? Everybody was trying to take pride in Mordechai because he's the schniz. He's the guy who saved Klal Yisrael. That was one side. The other side was that, no, it's not really Mordechai. Everybody was saying, this guy, nobody wanted to take responsibility for him. Everyone would say, it's not my fault. It's Yehuda's fault. It's Binyamin's fault. Don't blame me. Whatever his bad, the bad apple didn't come from my tree. It came from somewhere else. And the Shaili is, what's going on? Is he good or is he bad? And the truth is, maybe he's both. Is he really both? What's the pshat? And the truth is, in Purim, you find this yisoid, you find this idea repeating itself again. Because we know that when it comes to Purim, part of the idea is that a person is supposed to be able to go ahead and be mavchin between himself and Amalek. The point was that Klal Yisrael became something special, something unique. Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim, They were macabre on themselves, something they weren't macabre until then. And there was something so unique, we became something special, so outstanding, to the point that probably the most defining moment of Purim is the Kimu v'Kiblu, is the idea that Klal Yisrael re-accepted the Torah, that the Gemara says in Shabbos, that were it not for Purim, Betsy, we would all have an excuse. We would all say we were forced to do the mitzvahs. We were forced to accept the Torah. Out the Shetam Medons, we would go up to Shemaim, because Shemaim would say, why do you do that? We would say, it's not my fault. Why do you force me to take the Torah? If it was up to me, I'd be playing Pokemon. I don't know what does that have to do with me. Nothing, no shaykhis. Says the Torah, says, no, Kimu v'Kiblu Yehudim. Kim of the Kibbutz Yehudim, that they were Makabal the Torah again, Me'ahava. And that's one thing where Klal Yisrael suddenly was supposed to be this Dohib and a Matzif, and every guy who's probably gone to the Mir or any other yeshiva in the world, suddenly Purim, which used to be like fun and get drunk and get shwasted, suddenly becomes you have a 17-hour Seder before Shacharis, and you get up for Nates. Nobody ever saw Nates before in their life, but suddenly everybody's dominating. The only other time you get is when you're on the plane, you know? You have that annoying Hasidic guy saying, no, Shacharis. I never daven Nates. There's 3 hours, there's a window of time, actually because we're going against the clock. I have 7 hours to daven Shacharis. Let me finish my movie and eat my peanuts and leave me alone. But for some reason, on the plane, the Hasidic guy, or listen, we don't want to be anti-Hasidic, even the hardcore brisker, we don't want to be anti-brisker, just the regular guy who's bored and doesn't want to watch movies, he's going around waking up for Nates. And then today, on Purim, after you buy Rabbi Wiener's party until 2 in the morning, Mamish Hak and a bagel, and then suddenly you got to go, Nates, okay, Nishkaya. It's good because Rabbi Wiener, they don't bank by McGillis, they say you can make it through. But this is Nail, and this is the whole thing. And then when Yeshiva and Mami Shit, we have a 17-hour say, then Yeshiva's Margaret Tzaddik, and Yeshiva's B'nai Bonav Shalom and Arosh, we kept on B'nai Brak, and on and on and on, and schoolers, and names, and money, and Zachin. And okay, you know what? Whatever happened to plain and simple, pass me the wine. For some odd reason, it's not like that. For some reason, it needs to be something different. You know what I'm saying? A shirt on Purim without a wine stain is like a piece of my brother, right? Mr. McKinney can flip over the table or something. So what's it? No, we should call you from Vic. Where's your wine stain? Is it off? Yes, the basket stuff. Oh, yeah, those myself. Those myself about Rabbi Wiener's form. He's the only guy I know who has 2,000 form. Every single page says mutter. One page not. It says the office name. I don't know. Anyways, the kids are so. What, you know? So suddenly we're busy handling, and this Purim is so holy and so dohoibin. And the other hand, you come down, you come to the suit, and any guy who's worth his weight in whatever it is, I'm saying, you spend at least 4 hours in P.O.P. I'm saying, is any guy who's not, and Cole Mishal, like Nicholas in P.O.P., well, you don't see, they can't say, right? And you're on the wagon, no? He said, first you go in, no, I didn't do it like this. This year I did it special. I walked in without a wagon. First went to look around, pretending like I knew what the different one. I gave it away when I said, do you have a Cabernet? I said, no, I meant Merlot. The guy said, okay, you know what, you go over here and put me by the jelly beans. I'm like, I'm watching my way, what are you doing? Kids are, you know, so I one time made that mistake. I went to Liquors Galore in Brooklyn. You know what, they have also a nice selection. I asked the guy for grape juice. Are you serious? I was shopping for my mother. Excuse me, I don't want to. It might be a Lashon Hara, but otherwise. My mother said, we'll go pick up for Pesach. I said, you know, I bought a few wines, a Zachin, you know, five different flavors of Moscato d'Asti. The red, the white, how much is it? 5%, 0.3%. And then I said, do you have grape juice? The guy looked at me. It wasn't even the guy, it was the Hasidic lady. I don't know if you guys are from Brooklyn. She said, excuse me. I'm like, what? We don't sell grape juice. Really now, okay? Sorry, I didn't mean to insult you. I see a non-alcoholic cork stopper, you know what I'm saying? That doesn't bother you. But anyways, Mekitzor, but then you go to P.O.V. and you're Maisa. You have to down. It's not something you take very seriously. Purim is a serious time. Maisa, 2 years ago, you drank 2 bottles of syrup, but it made you throw up. So you're not sure if you're going to do that. Maisa, you're going to do it on the first day of Shabbat Zohar. This is like when the Bachar, you know, I remember, like the only, people think that the only 8-day Yantif is Hanukkah. It's not true. That's in Purim's 8 days, you know what I'm saying? It was really Yochum Rishchoydeh. Ain't been Adarishim Adarishim, hello. Hello, what? So you go to P.O.V. and you're Maisa, you're done. You can't. So I told you, I did it this year. I didn't go with the car. It's not, you know, first you walk around very cool, you look around. And I don't know who they hired over there, but for some reason he thinks he knows wine. Okay? He's not old enough to drink wine. He's allowed to touch the bottle. And I'm asking him, Kilo, because I want a prop, you know what I mean? For him to touch the button and to give me something very special in the cup. He was saying a quarter of an ounce. You know what I'm saying? It's all right. I'll make it home, I promise. He's saying, sweetie. Anyways, but kids, so you go to pee up and you make your rounds and you look and you see, Mamas, what is it? Mamas, you know, saying, whatever. Do you hear? The best is when you hear the buckroom from Shana Aleph, for us, it's in Shana Aleph and OJ. But for the first year, they're like, man, the 2007 is actually the best one, I gotta be honest. In 2007, you were in Bar Mitzvah. 2007. I'm saying, I was learning Gemara and Koyel before you did Aleph Beis. I'm saying, the only thing you did in 2007 is like sniff the cork. It's like a song that said, Mazel Tov. Oh, I'm so drunk, Rebbe. It's like, I'm screaming to his kindergarten, Rebbe, I want to learn. I can't say, Mom, insane. And he's, Danny was going to go in 2007. The Merlot was a bad, it was a very bad year in the Galilee. He tasted chalkiness in the grave. I don't know. Never ever do it, you know? Fine. So I'm walking around, I'm getting the whole feel of the land of this. Then you go back and you start with the small little blue basket. I don't know if the blue basket. It's good because it may, when you have something in it, it makes a lot of noise. So people look at you and like, look at him. Look what he's buying. You stop off by the chalk and stand to taste it because you don't know if it's kosher or not. Exactly. And then, you know, you make your rounds and it's mamash and avoda. You have to buy certain bottles and it has to be a certain amount. Do you buy 3 for $50, but there's 3 plus 1. There's 2 for $199, but it might be divided by the 189 shekel bottle of wine. Because I'm not going to go through all the cheshbonos because we could spend here all day like I did in PL. So, like, but at the end of the day, you walk out with a whole cart and it's mamash filled and everything's like a schmuck, and that's for him. And then you come to the Suda and there's mamash Suda Shlemish and Mashaita and there's beef and there's meat and corned beef and tongue and pastrami and everything else, komila de meitav, and for the weak people they eat some chicken and zachim, but like, and that's Purim. So what's Purim? Is Purim this daib and a matzif where you're davening nates, you know, and you're holding on to your tefillin, vikar, and you don't bang by homem because chashom you'll miss a word, and you know, you're using the guy's hamelech megillah from the coin that he got from a shver because he did 16 mishnayos bal peh, or like, or is Purim just like, you know, do it, relax. What's going on? So again, you have this dichotomy in Purim. The shalos, what's happening? What's clearly going on over here? So I would like to suggest as follows, possibly as follows. The truth is, it doesn't exist one or the other. There's no such thing as one or the other. And that's part of what the message of Purim is. Part of what the message of Purim is because you don't exist in a vacuum. We don't live alone. We don't live in a place where there's nothing there. That's not what happens. We live, as my Rebbe would say, and we spoke about it many times, you live the stira. You live the contradiction. The world as we know it does not exist. We don't exist in a vacuum. It's impossible. It's ein kaze davar. There's no such thing. You don't live alone. And part of the idea of Purim is to get in touch with that. Part of the idea of Purim is to be able to understand the taka, there's a stira. Is to live that stira. Is to be able to understand is that even though I'm a stira, even though I have something that's calling my name, that's saying I so much want to do this, I so much want to be shaykh to that world, I so much want to be culturally involved, I want to be able to say that I know what's happening in this world, I want to be able to say that I'm so, you know, cutting edge and all the technology and everything, nobody will be able to teach me anything, I'll be able to be there faster than everybody else. And then at the same time, there exists within us the chelik alikami mal, there exists within us the neshama. And it's the same thing with Mordechai HaTzadik. Mordechai HaTzadik, he's on one hand, are people saying, Mordechai HaTzadik, you pushed, you messed things up. What did you do? You threw Klal Yisrael under the bus. Literally, what did you do? You Moish Frumenstein. You tell us not to go ahead and eat by the party. So you know what I'm saying? First of all, it's kosher. Second of all, you know what I'm saying? And then make a cheshbon 9 years later, Haman comes with Xera, Mordechai gets up at the bima. He gets up, he makes a clap. He says that there'll be benos at 2 o'clock with the Chama Wiener. And then also you should know, says Mordechai HaTzadik, you should know that the reason why Haman wants to kill us is because, if you remember, Mamish, 9 years ago, 6 years ago, I'm sorry, I remember I told you not to go to the party. For that reason, we're getting killed. If I was there, let's be honest, if any one of us was there, I'm saying you would not pay membership to the shul. Membership would not be happening. You'd be very excited to share in the kugel and all that. But you're not paying membership to the shul. Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind? Seriously. What's going on over here, Mordechai Atzadik? 6 years ago, we went to the party, which was kosher food. And not only that, but you yourself served the drinks. Mush Frumenberg, what were you doing? I saw you there. I saw you sipping a little bit of Sprite behind the counter. You know, with the thing. Now, suddenly, I'm the guy because I had a gin and tonic. Really, Yishkai. That's what happens. It's because of me. It's because of me because I went to the party. Are you out of your mind? Maybe it's because when Haman, who's the guy who's running the entire world right now, you didn't bow down to him because you decided that you're too tough for him. Because you said, I'm not shtelling Sue. Well, I have some news to you. This is just a historical fact for everybody to know. Back in the day, people bowed down. It was a thing they did. You walked into the king, you went like this. Nowadays, it's like, if I might them, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Sham, I gotta be honest, I'm really tired. If I bow down, I might fall asleep. So you know me. Me and you are close. But back in the day, if a king walked in, you bowed down. And the Gemara talks about the Sanhedrin, the Gemara talks about all different things. It was a thing. People did that. Mordechai, he probably bowed down to Karshina, whoever weird name that they have in the Megillah over there. I don't know whoever they bow down to. Well, Haman comes, no, I'm not bowing down. And then you tell me it's because I had a pastrami sandwich 7 years ago. I'm sorry, it's not going. That's what would happen. That's what I would say to Haman. That's what I would say to Mordechai and Shulik. That's you know, I'm saying, and that's what people were saying. You know, on the other hand, the Gemara tells us that everybody was clamoring for the attention, clamoring for the say that no. Mordechai is ours. You know why? Because be'etzim in every single person, by everybody, there exists this fact. There's the nefesh Yehudi. There's the Yehudi that the Gemara says because he was koyfer b'avodah zara. Because he told the world, he told avodah zara, gay, kak, and yam. I don't want to have anything to do with you. I don't want to have anything. I will stand my ground. There is nothing that you can tell me that will change my mind. I am here and you're there and I don't want to have any shaykhs to it. And that is the stira. The stira is because be'etzim it's so real. Both tzadim are real. Both tzadim are real to us. And I think it's so important for everybody to understand it. We're fed a certain musagim when we're younger, is that we have to be mamish tor me'arechem, and if our parents didn't break apart the stove in Slabodka to sell bricks in order that we could sit by a melamed, in order that we could write a pirish because we didn't have my mother crying that she wanted me to be a shoemaker, so then I'll never be the netziv, and for das vegan I'm not going to be anything. Chalas, that's not the point. Yes, you grew up in Brooklyn. I grew up in Brooklyn, and you had a three-story house, and you drove a nice car, and you had 7-Eleven Lorive, and Essex on Coney was mamish the place where you thought your mother cooked supper, and everything is gavaldic. That's what you thought. You know what I'm saying? And if Chas was showing me ever got a pastrami sandwich on rye instead of club, I ain't El Godoil, I Udin. That's what it was. That's the life that we grew up with. That's the life that we lived with. That's where we grew up. That's who we are. And sometimes we say to ourselves, you know what? So I'm not shaykh. I've been a shaykh. I'm not shaykh at all. And the message of Purim and the message of the Megillah is that the stira is alive. The stira is real. And just as much as it exists, the good side of, yes, I'm going to make Purim into this mamash. I'm getting up nates. And I'm davening, and I'm learning, and I'm knocking, and I'm going to make it a time of tefillah and Yeshua for my home mishpacha for Gans Klal Yisrael. It also exists the fact that on Purim, all I want to do is do every avera that shaykh in the book. Maybe not only Purim, every day during the day, during the whole year. I want to be shaykh to that whole thing. That's what I want to do. I want to be shaykh to the whole thing. I want to be shaykh to everything. And that's the yisoid of Mordechai. And that's the yisoid also with the yisoid is that there are 2 days of Purim. You know what? Because it's not about everybody doing the same thing. It's about everybody tapping into what they could be shaykh to. It's a person understanding that in the place, it's a very unique halacha. Except if you ask Rabbi Wiener, you always keep 1 day. But in most places, if you're an American, sorry, But in that's why I stopped davening in the shul. I keep 1 day. I'm not coming back. Chas v'shalom. Anyways, see, I gained 20 pounds. He's got a roof for me. I used to sit next to the beamer in between the table. See, I can't get by. I was like, you know what? I'm stuck. And I'm not going. I'm not going. Anyways, the guy does psicha. You find yourself out the room. All I wanted to do was see if I even said. No, I'm sorry. It's unacceptable here. We're not going to mention that as just not sure, you know what I'm saying? What if Harris the day doing that? Go ahead. You'll be in here with no air for 2 hours. Don't worry, Rabbi, we know we'll lift up the dress. Just in case you had some cold air, all the hot air from the room will come in. Mazel tov on your new baby. Kitzer. But you know, the kids are... The kids are, yeah, so... You know, so in most places, there's this concept that if you're an American, even if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you got to keep 2 days. But here in Eretz Yisrael, in Purim, it's a month azad. If you're Yerushalayim Yid and you're paying $2,600 in Arzei Abira, but you end up in Givat Zev for some odd reason. I don't know, you like the quiet or something. You don't like people that much. So you go there, and then suddenly you're Mechuyev and you're Yom Dalit. And if your guy from Givat Zev decides suddenly he would like to see, you know, civilization, it's like, Edna, we found land. So then you come to your Shalayim and suddenly you got this whole Matzif and your Tezvav. It's a very strange thing. It's because of where you are now. It's where you are now. The Yadal Tezvav conundrum. The dynamic is because you are you now. You are you now. You're a person now and everything that you do is important. And if you're a Yadalid Yid now, so then do Yadal. If you're a Tezvav Yid now, so then do Tezvav. There's two different places. Each person has a place to Shtel Zechayis. And it's real. It's Purim Tezvav and it's Purim Yadalid. It's Purim Tezvav and it's Purim Yadalid. And that's the aside with Purim being two separate things because the steam is real. The steam is real. And we need to know that we need to be able to embrace it. On Purim, the word is Vein Das Avdolim Inayim, Mekensish. You can't make Avdolah if you don't have Das. But the aside of Purim is drink. Chayavinish lebesume, become drunk. Lose yourself. Lose all the things that you think define you. Your phone, your friends, your 787 friends on Facebook, and your 142 character tweet about how delicious your pasta was, and all the other major things, the important things in life that you need to discuss. And then you lose it all. And on Purim, you're just one place. You know where you are. You're with yourself. And when you find yourself, then right there with you is the Eibishter. Right there, when you're able to connect to yourself and say that, you know what, I feel the stira, but I want to be Yehudi, ish Yehudi, like the Gemara comes out, like I'm a kofer b'avei dezora. I want to say that even though I know there's a stira, even though I know that there's something that's wrong, and that I feel like this, but it's not a problem, because that's me. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is that wherever I am, whether it's a Yadalad Yid or a Tezvav Yid, that I should take who I am and become an Oved Hashem, take it and be kofer b'avei dezora now. Turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, and I'm here, I want to serve you with who I am. And this is what my Rebbe told me then, when I spoke to him about my friend, Reform Menachem Meir ben Reb Moshe, Zuchusa Yogin Oleinu, Neshom Zoban Aliyah. He said that the word is, it's a stira, there is a stira. There is a stira. How could you go ahead and Prof Purim, I was a Rebbe van, and Lamai said, Talmidim coming, and here was my friend, the person, my Yidid Nefesh, who I was pushing like it was mine, just the dirt was fresh on his kefir. And I said to myself, I turned to my Rebbe says, this is the stira, Nayach, this is what it is. Yes, it's sad, but at the same time, a person has to recognize that here in Olam Hazeh, you can live the stira. The Eibishter gives you the koyach to go ahead and say, I want to be koyach of Avodah Zorah. Tap into the potential, tap into the koyach of Purim. Tap into what it means to be a real Yid, tap into what it means to connect. And to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am here, I'm standing strong, I'm koyach of Avodah Zorah, with my koyaches, who I am, in my situation, and Eibishter is a helfin. In the same way that it was Revach Vatzom Yamud La Yehudim, but Oisei Azman, Eibush was a health and taka, then in Mitzvah Shem, we should continue to see Geula V'Yeshua, Zagans Klal Yisrael, B'mehir V'Yameinu Amen, L'chaim. L'chaim! 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 L'chaim!